kill myself from Torah Chokhmah.
Kill myself and not in stuff of fun. You can have a robe, and a robe that's 20 years, and it's a decent robe, and it's a good robe.
Bouncing
if you got a fair robe. No, I mean, well, we'll see. Well, we'll, you know, not in law, right?
I know that.
By the Revive.
Where's the Revive?
In the river. In the shore. So anyhow, so Shlomo spoke that we had no idea what a rock is even supposed to be. That's what we think. We think a rock is kosher.
Yes.
And a rock passed in Shilus. That's not true. But Yitzhak O'Connor didn't make kosher, didn't pass in Shilus. What did Yitzhak O'Connor do? He came to the shul to see Shabbos Adobo. And Shabbos Chuba. But that's it. Twice a year there was a drosha, no other time. The heads are shown in the head, the Magidim, or the head, all kinds of stuff, but the rock, Shilus, go knock on the Yitzchak O'Connor's door, hey, I have a Shilus, hey, I have a Mari, I have a chicken, they got yonim for that. So what was the job of the rock? The job of the rock was to sit on that. Sit and learn, and the huge Shilus, I said, the yonim could not pass me for them, that would work like Yitzchak O'Connor. But that was it, that's what he got paid for, he says, we have not had soda, you know.
He said, the great director
of the children's camp, and he said, make this, and that, right? We know what a loss is, and I know it is. Anyhow, yes, I know that Gemara gets nothing to say.
There's one quick story. There's one story. Exactly what it was, they tell in Europe, and they said they didn't like the rabbi, he's not doing his job right, and he didn't make the Hasidic, you know, and the answer was, since I've been here, has anyone died under 70? Since I've been here, has anybody...
Has anybody, the child that wasn't born, died, you know, I'm doing my job. Okay, this is from the Mishnah, this is the three cases in the Gemara that concern us, this is the last case. If you steal a Metuba, yeah, you're not a Kishol. It's not really gezel because you ain't coining anything. Yeah, you steal something that's in a metuba, and the metuba the Gemara says that has no bottom. It's not a kli, so the kli is not coining. It's not coining because your kli is coining, so there's no kinyan there. In Zakasholom it's called gezela. Rabbi Yossi Omer gezel gomer. That's like it's tanoi. Tanakama says it's gezela mifnei Zakasholom. Rabbi Yossi is gezel gomer. Mekia says shalom to the kavtan. Yesh b'shem shem gezel. Because the Chayshot economy cannot be coined anything. Right? So Gezel Gomer with the right is, if I own something and you steal it, that's Gezel. Right? If I don't own it and you steal it, that's not Gezel. That's within the right level. Here, you have a Chayshot with cotton. So you see a Chayshot or a Shot with cotton and they pick up a Metziah. And then you come and you grab the guy and you take away from him the Metziah. It's Gezel Mishum Darke Sholem because they weren't coined, so it's not really there. But it's Gezel Mishum Dr. Sholom, and Yavyosis is Gezel Gom.
How does he say Gezel Gom?
Well, we'll see. Only Hamenakes the Rosh HaZayis. This is the Iker part that we have to know. And you have an Oni. So his Oni is not the half of the Harora, but he's Menakes the Rosh HaZayis. Mashetacht of Gezel Mishum Dr. Sholom. So he's knocking the Aleph off the tree, right? And he didn't pick up the Aleph yet, so there's no Kenyan, but he did work. He did the work of knocking the. So it's Gezel Mishudak Kesholem, Rav Yossi Omer Gezel Gomer. Rav Yossi is Choylik and he holds his Gezel. Yeah. So here again we have a case where somebody did work. He's not stealing anything except his work, the work that they only did to knock down the Zayis, and you have a Machloikis Tanoim, whether it's Gezel Mishudak Kesholem or Gezel Gomer. The Yisum Gemara appears. So they call Eilu Midorais Eino Gezel. It's not Gezel at all. The whole Lahoya Shom Kinyan. The Rabbi Darabon and Hishu is there, the Gezel in the Dark Shom. The Yisab Gemara Shom, Shiladas Atanakama Eino Yotzibet Ayoni. The difference between Dark Shom, Gezel Mishum Dark Shom is that it's not Yotzibet Ayoni, and as this Heri Shot of the Cotton, or the only Hamanaka the Zaysov cannot take this person who stole these Zaysin to Bethlehem, there should be Yotzibet Ayoni. Well, the Das Rabbi Yosef, Yosef Bedayonis. But according to Rabbi Yosef, that's enough in Halacha. But both of them hold that it's not Gezel Deraisa. Gezel Gomer meaning Gezel Gomer mit der Abana, which is Yosef Bedayonim. And according to the Rekama, it's not even that, but it's Gezel Mishum Dakishon, and you're not allowed to do it. The Nifsak Mishulchan Aruch HaShemishma Siman Shinai Siv Hei Kehatan Ekanam. It should be a Chof. Rezeu Leshoyna. Oni Amenake Berosh HaZayis Zeisim Shal Shikha. What is the only doing by the Rosh HaZayis? I mean, it's Zeis Hefke or Shikha. What they, you know, like a Shikha Pei. Then Ophul Oret Asheloi Notlom the Yodoy until he didn't pick it up. He Boach and Notlom are the Gezel Midivreyem. In Kvarboli Yodo, I is the guest of Gomorrah Motzim the Yodo. So here in Shulchan Aruch, it seems like it's passing like the Tanakama, but it's not clear, but they're trying to bring, this is based on the Rambam, and the Rambam on the Rif, just bring the Mishnah the way it says it, and the Halach is always like the Tanakama, okay, from any other Tana. So the assumption here is, even though I don't see it so clear in Shulchan Aruch, but the assumption here is that the Halach is like the Tanakama, that it's Gezel is in the dark shalom and it's not Yosef the Dayan. Not like Rabbi Yosef. Okay? Let's start with the hard stuff. I'm Mishal Shuvah Marashal Simon Lamidvot. This is a long, long tshuva. If anybody wants a tshuva, I have it at home. Shechilik ha-halochas eilu le-dalik halochim. He's mechalik into four parts. All these halochas. Aleph, we're not going to do all four parts, so I'll tell you what they are. Hefker u-metfir. The cases where you have Hefker and Metzia, only Hamehatzos Lecharo, you're trying to look for something which is Hefker, yeah, in which case there may not be any Isra at all, you're not even Nikra Rosha. Mehatzos Lecharo, in which case you call the Rosha, case number two. Tircha, is a case of Tircha, where you are, you do a Tircha and you steal the guy's Tircha, and then to Notre Deca. And it's a case where you steal the guy's, when it's his Umbeth, and you taking away his umnes. Those are the four cases that the Marshal. They got the Shema Shlishi, and he calls it Shemus. So as far as the Shema Shlishi, Pirish Marshal Sham, Pirish Marshal Sham Vizel Lashoina. Okay, you ready? Should we do this now, or we got 3 minutes?
3 minutes we have.
3 minutes,
not
going to do it.
3 minutes, I'm certainly not going to do it.
Okay, so then we'll
stop here?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have it, so you can look at it ahead of time. It's a Moyerdike Marshal. And this Marshal, some says that bases a lot of his tshuvas on copyright and these type of things. And there's the tshuvas Rashdam, which you see in here.
Yeah. So we have to bring this next week.
Yeah. Okay? Okay.
I'm not going to be able to come back to you. I'll send my paper for it.
Okay, let the tape recorder bring it in. When you send the tape recorder, send it with the sheet.
But I know she didn't put a sheet with the circle.
Do you have a clear proof right here on this? The what text?
The copyright is right here.
Where? Where?
Well, that's what you said. The other one is Ibrahim.
The man is doesn't belong to you.
Okay, but anyhow, you asked for it. I'll bring in my papers during the week to look at it, and then you really have something to criticize.
Because I'm not saying in those books that you gave me, I didn't see
anything. I know those books.
I know nothing about this. I see how they work.
They have an issue. This is all called intellectual property. All this is trademark. All this is intellectual property.